the number 3 is an important clue for today's GeoQuiz. That's because we're looking for the third largest island in the world. Its territory is divided among 3 nations. Most of the island belongs to Indonesia, but Malaysia also owns a portion, as does Brunei. The world's oldest rainforest, about 130 million years old, takes up a lot of this island. Many rivers cross that rainforest. One of them is the Batang Lapar River. Its mouth is in Malaysia, and that's where surfers congregate to ride the river's tidal bores. Now, for the non-surfer dudes among us, we're going to explain what those tidal bores are. I'm going to return with the answer a little bit later in the program. For our GeoQuiz today, we're looking for the world's third largest island. 3 countries claim a piece of it: Indonesia, Brunei, and Malaysia. The answer is Borneo. The Batang Lapar River in Borneo is located in the Malaysian part of Borneo. The river is known for its tidal bores. These are unusual waves that move upriver when the tide pushes in. Reporter Maria Bakalapalo traveled to the mouth of the Batang Lapar River and sent us this report.
A tidal bore requires a precise mix of topography, geography, and tides. Simply put, it's when tide water, funneled into a river's mouth, crashes against the river's outflow. That can cause one huge wave, or set of waves, to travel back upstream, sometimes as much as 50 miles. The height of the waves vary, but the really good ones for surfers are about 10 feet high.
It's exciting because the phenomenon is amazing.
4 French surfers are here in Borneo to ride the wave. Even after spotting 3 saltwater crocodiles earlier that day, Bruno André is one of them.
The water goes out from the river, and when it comes back, it makes a huge mass of water coming through and breaking, like a big and long, long wave. You can surf for many, many miles.
The surfers use fast boats to chase and overtake the waves, jumping on and off, sometimes surfing continuously for 5 to 10 minutes at a time. Alex Wong is a world champion jet skier. He says it's an amazing ride.
When I was waiting for the wave to first appear, it was like just a little white line in the distance, you know. But when it first started rolling in, it rolls in on very shallow water. So it's more like a froth. Coming at you, it's all like bubbly and so on. But when it enters the river mouth, it starts to build and it starts to get smooth. And it's just beautiful. I think that's the right word for it.
Anthony Kolas is the author of the World Storm Rider Guide. He's surfed 6 of the largest tidal bores in the world.
So I was out in the boat, and maybe you can describe to me the process of going to get the wave.
You see the head of the bore, the incoming tide. We have to first look at it very carefully before we actually launch ourselves and try to catch the wave. So that's the game. It's like you're catching a train that is moving. You know, the train never waits for you and the train never stops for you. Riding the wave itself is just like, we're flying.
There's a festive atmosphere whenever there's a tidal bore, or banak, as it's called here on the Batang Lapar River. The locals appreciate the tourists, but also find the banak beneficial in other ways.
During the banak time, it's time for us to catch a shrimp or a fish for food, for our meals.
Dexon Bundak knows the river well.
The banak come, we go to the river bank, just between the river and the bank, so we just put our fish basket there, so the current push the shrimp and the fish inside there.
But the easy fishing isn't without dangers. Saltwater crocodiles are common here and reach frightening proportions. They kill 6 or so people each year in the area. But despite the risks, the Batang Lapar banak is becoming more and more popular. For the world, I'm Maria Bakalapalo in Borneo.
Once again, Borneo is the answer to our GeoQuiz today.